Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back to the XL Energy Center here in St. Paul. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. This is the Neon Needles post-game show. The Minnesota Vikings will play for a state championship as they defeat BBE 3-0. And join me as our Neon Needles Subway player of the game, Ella Johnson. Ella led the Vikings in kills with 11 kills. Congratulations, Ella.
Thank you.
Oh, are you excited?
Yes, this is an amazing experience.
It was the first couple sets were tough, weren't they?
Yes, BBE is a good team. We knew that, like, we're ranked first and they're ranked fourth. It was not going to be easy. All the teams in state are really good this year, so good competition.
Yeah. I know in the second set, Coach Haley Froon called a couple timeouts. You had some issues there. What happened?
Obviously it's a new stage and it's a big environment, so we just had to get used to that. And we had yesterday to get used to it, but there's still a couple niches in it that we have to figure out.
All right. You had 11 kills. Talk about your setters feeding you there.
Yes. Ireland's my setter when I'm in, and she did a really good job today of pushing it to the pin so I could go anywhere I wanted, and that really helped with my shot selection.
It's got to be feel really different playing in such a huge arena like this than playing in the Minnesota gym, isn't it?
Yes, you can definitely hear the fans the whole time, so you know you have to be a lot louder when you're calling your hits. And yeah.
Oh, okay. I never thought of that. Yeah, you got to scream a little louder, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got family here watching you?
Yes.
Go ahead, name them.
I have my mom and my dad. I have my aunt and my uncle, both of them.
Oh.
And then all my cousins and my grandparents.
All right. Could you hear them?
Not really, but I tried to, like, drown out the crowd to play my game, so.
All right. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, hasn't it?
Yes.
You're enjoying your time here?
Yes.
All right. And I think you got either Mayor Lutheran or Mabel Canton tomorrow at 2:30. It doesn't matter who you play, right?
Yep.
Just got to play your own game, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ella.
Okay,
I don't have a T-shirt. I forgot to bring them with me. So I'll get one to you sometime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Ella Johnson, our Neon Needles Subway player of the game. Abby went to the press room to visit with head coach Haley Froon, and that's where Ella's headed right now. Abby Hennon is covering that event as the Minnesota Vikings are coming out of the locker room right now, going up into the stands to meet their family on the upper level here, and so they're pretty excited. And last year, of course, they played Mayor Lutheran in the state championship and lost. And just the 3 o'clock game here will be Mayor Lutheran taking on Maple Canton. Winner will play the Vikings tomorrow at 2:30. So we'll be on the air about 2:15. Abby and I will tomorrow Saturday afternoon for the state volleyball Class A championship. It's going to be a great one. Want to thank all our state sponsors. Want to thank UFP Minnesota for being a premier sponsor. Appreciate that. Also, just remember, tune in to Q92 at 7 o'clock tonight. I'm going to get in my car and head up Interstate 94 to Alexandria, and the Minnesota Viking football team will be taking on the Breckenridge Cowboys in the state quarterfinals at Alexandria High School tonight. I did bring my parka and my winter boots and my cap. So I should be set for that. So that'll be a fun time tonight. And so tune in a little before 7 o'clock. We'll have the Subway pregame show with Minnesota head football coach Chad Johnson. All right, that wraps it up here. I want to thank Abby Hennon for helping me. And once again, all our fine state sponsors and Maynard Meyer back at the studio. We'll see you tonight in Alexandria.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. State volleyball coverage on Q92 with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo, brought to you by Minneota Building Center, Ag Plus Cooperative, Pete's Electric Motor, Lee Motor Company, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, KB's Bar and Grill, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Mattress Barn and Marshall, Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Volleyball brought to you by City Hall Bar and Grill, Fit 24, Fixin' Chiropractic, by B&B Electrical Contractors, Jeremiah's and Photo, Grandview Farms, Hen and Swine, Gislason's Hardware, and Jim's Market in Canby. Thanks for joining us for state volleyball coverage here on 92.1 FM.